Okay, I guess we can get started now. Okay, thank you for coming this evening, and we just wanted to take you through a workshop which has been very effective. That's our experience. When I travel to different places, especially when I've done my cross Canada walks, people wonder, are you just walking all the time? I said, no, almost every evening we have a program at a library, yoga studio, community center, whatnot, someone's home, and we oftentimes do a presentation. And it's a new audience, so they don't know so much about Krishna consciousness. So I try to be very careful about who I'm dealing with. You have to know your audience. So for the most part, though, they're favorable. My support guy, who's with me on the walks, he usually arranges it a little bit ahead of time. Sometimes it's on the actual day. But normally what happens is he'll go to a yoga studio and he'll meet the person in the town and say, would you be interested in the walking monk doing a presentation? So this is sure, when would be a good day? And then yoga teachers are great networkers. They have their audience. They send message out to their audience saying, okay, somebody's coming to speak and they're going to talk, you know, cross Canada Walker. They're going to talk about their tales from trails. We do tales from trails. And then we just get them excited about our experiences and let them understand what it means to walk, you know, long distances. Then after that, we'll get a little bit into the philosophical aspects. We usually fold the philosophy into our experiences. And then at the end, we do mantra meditation with everybody. So that goes on. And sometimes for a second installment, we'll do this, what we're doing right now. It's called Nine Devotions Workshop. That's what we call it. Not nine processes of devotional service. Keep everything real simple so your audience can remember it. Nine Devotions Workshop. Okay? So what I'm going to do is, for some of the presentation, I'm going to speak a kind of a language that newcomers will be, you know, like newcomer friendly kind of language. So I will try to avoid words like sin, demon, sometimes even the word God, and I replace it with the divine. They understand that better. And it's not a watering down. It's just, you know, it's a language that resonates with them more, you know. So some of the words that we use in the Bhagavatam may not necessarily fit with the audiences that we have today. So people have fun with this, this Nine Devotions Workshop. I am not going to be doing all the talking. It's a very interactive thing. And I can see that our group is already a little bit big, but that's okay. We did this in Mayapur, Nine Devotions Workshop, and just got so big we should have, people should have planned it out a little better, but it just got so big and thick it was almost hard to manage it. But we want to help you through this so that you might consider, if you're a leader of sorts, like with a Bhakti Vriksha group, or you're with yoga audiences and you have a connection, they're already like kirtan. This is a really nice way to go to bring them a little closer, to warm them up. And one time I did this in Quebec, in Montreal, just outside of Montreal, to a women's martial arts group. And it had to be translated into French. But after, you know, some of the ladies came to me and said, thank you very much for having me believe. I believe in God again. And that's only after 2 hours of having fun. And what we're going to do is, it's nothing complicated. It's something that everybody understands, has universal appeal. And there is some feedback here. I don't know if we can do something about that. Okay. Feedback meaning, the om that goes electronically. I guess we're okay now. So are we all right? Okay. So you've got some papers, you've got some pens. We're going to do a little bit of writing. And if you can also use devices if you want. You can text, you know, some of the things we want to do. So I will, we've got some images. It's a very limited amount of paraphernalia. we do for this presentation. So that's what makes it kind of fun. So is everybody okay? Everybody's cool? All right. Yeah, you always are. Okay. So we're now going to, maybe I'll talk to a newcomer-friendly audience from time to time. And I'll probably switch back and forth, you know, to talking to devotees versus talking to a new group of people. Okay, so now what is the history of nine devotions? Where does it come from? So I explained that we have these ancient texts and roots from India, and it's called the Srimad Bhagavatam. And there's a story told in there about a young boy. He was only 5 years old. He had saintly qualities. And his father, one of his parents wasn't so nice. His father was a bit of an abusive father. And in the school, when he came back from school, the parent, the father, asked the classic question, how was school today? Right? That's what happens, right? So how was school? Naturally. Yeah. How was work? How was school? And mantras that usually just filter through. Industrialized world, that's developing world, that or developed world. The natural question, okay, how was school today? So the young boy then says to his father, well, it wasn't so good today. I didn't care for school too much. But I have heard from outside of school about nine subject matters. And here's what they are. You can write them down. And usually for an audience, I'll let them learn the Sanskrit, and I'll let them learn these words, okay? So first of all, we'll talk Shravanam, so you can say that. Shravanam, and we'll spell it out. S-H-R-A-V-A-N-A-M, okay? Shravanam. And what does that mean? Translation. Positive listening, okay? Positive listening, okay? So you can write down the meaning, put that next to it, okay? We're not actually going to do a lot of writing during this session, but yeah. So then we're, the next one would be Kirtanam, K-I-R-T-A-N-A-M. Kirtanam, what that means is positive repeating, positive repeating. Okay, next one, Smaranam. Okay, so you'll have to say it, Smaranam. S-M-A-R-A-N-A-M, Smaranam. Okay, that is positive recall. Positive recall, or positive remembering, whichever way you want to put it. Then the next one is Pada Sevanam, P-A-D-A, hyphen, S-E-V-A-N-A-M, Pada Sevanam. So please repeat after me, Pada Sevanam. Okay, Pada Sevanam. And what that means is, the way we're going to define it is acting out humility, acting out humility. Pada Sevanam. The next one of the nine devotions is Archanam. Archanam, A-R-C-H-A-N-A-M, Archanam. And that means, we define it as honoring a divine form or image. Honoring a divine form or image. Vandanam is the next one. V-A-N-D-A-N-A-M. Vandanam. Vandanam. Okay. We translate that as power praying. Power praying. Next one is Sakyam. Sakyam. S-A-K-H-Y-A-M. Sakyam. That means befriending someone. Befriending someone. Okay? We've got eight there now. Did I miss one? Okay, so Dasyam. That is, the order almost doesn't matter. But okay, let's go for Dasyam. D-A-S-Y-A-M. Dasyam. And we translate that as declaring humility. Declaring humility. And then finally we have Atma Nivedanam. A-T-M-A hyphen N-I-V-E-D-A-N-A-M. I think I spelled it right. Just seeing the letters in the sky in my mind. Atma Nivedanam. And that means sweet surrendering. Sweet surrendering. And yoga circles, they already know that term, sweet surrender. Okay, so there you've got the list, okay? So we're going to go practically through these nine devotional practices. And we'll start with, first of all, Shravanam, which is positive hearing. So in this world, our ears are always open to hearing many things. And it's understood that there are sacred sounds that are extremely powerful, worth listening to, that leave a positive effect in your life. So we're going to do that right now. And since everybody in this room knows the Maha Mantra, that's what we start with, okay? And then usually I give the explanation of what it means, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and I might adjust it according to the audience, but I'll say something like, here's what I've got on my card. O awesome creator, allow me to be of blissful service to you and the world. Is that okay? All right. Another way to say it, you can adjust it a little bit, say, O awesome, beautiful creator, thank you very much for everything. Haribol. Keep it simple, stupid. All right. So then, everybody repeat after me. Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
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 Hare.
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 Hare. Rama.
Hare.
Hare. Rama.
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 Rama. Rama. Hare.
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 I will do the process is Shravanam Kirtanam. I will take the lead. I will sing the mantra with the melody, and then you repeat. We'll go back and forth, receive and respond. Okay? Newcomer friendly people. All right? Good. All right? Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Put it up there. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, come down, down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So we just tricked you. We did two of the nine devotional processes. Okay. So we were hearing something positive. That is the mantra, sacred sound. Generally, I'll explain the breakdown of the word mantra. Man refers to the mind, and tra refers to deliver. So deliver the mind from the lusts, the angers, and the grief that we have in this world. So the chanting is a way to purge. And so the positive speaking or repeating was the mantra itself. So we were hearing, and we were repeating what we heard. So it's called shravanam and kirtanam. Good, good. So we're moving along. I'll give you the running time of this presentation. It's usually about 1.5 to 2 hours, about 2 hours. Sometimes it'll go a little overboard, depending on the number of people. Now, each one of these devotions is a class unto itself. You can stretch this out for 9 days if you want. But I'm just in town today. You know, I'm walking to the next town, and so I'm giving you, crash course on nine devotions. Okay, So now we're going to go on, move on to Smaranam. Smaranam refers to recalling the positive. Everybody's gone through some trauma in their life. Everyone's gone through some difficulty. And you hit a sort of a slump in your life somewhere. And then something happens that you turn a corner and something positive very much happens. To the point where it, you know, your hope is suddenly sprung forth, and you go into a positive direction. So I'll just give some kind of an example of what we're talking about when it's a newcomer friendly kind of crowd. I'm gonna say, okay, you have a partner, you fell in love with somebody. That's what everybody's always thinking about. And steady goes the relationship. And then something went bad, the relationship's gone. You hit a depression point. And symptoms are you're not eating well, you're not sleeping well, et cetera, et cetera. But then some revelation came about, some realization, some epiphany. And suddenly you just got into a positive swing. You got out of your slump and you move ahead. So when we talk about Smaranam, as devotees, we talk about remembering Krishna, remembering his leelas, or remembering the pastimes of some great soul, like, say, Brahmananda Prabhu or something. That's how we understand Smaranam. What we try to help our new audience with is we say Smaranam means to recall something that's positive, that brings you to the point of, you know, realization, some, you know, enlightenment. So with this little session, it gets a little fun and interactive. We usually have people just talk a little bit about their own experience. It's just poquito. We give everyone just a little chance, those who want to volunteer, and tell their little story about how they were depressed about something, and then something happened in their life that turned things around, and they just moved ahead, forged ahead, and everything was positive from there on. So what we usually look for in a crowd is we look for any, they can talk about anything that's happening in their life. And maybe it's a death or somebody that they're close to, and, you know, their health was, you were dependent so much on them, and they'll tell their story and how they overcame. So we ask people to tell their story about how they overcome the problem. So now when I'm doing this for a devotional audience, they'll say, well, I did this, I was doing drugs, blah, 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 blah. And then I met a devotee on the street, and he gave me a book, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's the usual devotee story. But we want to keep it kind of open, and it's good if we can actually have a cordless mic to go around. So we're asking, fantastic, so Arvind has a mic, and we're asking you to just kind of like confess, or this is like an open heart, you know, surgery, that process that we're really going through here. And so if anyone's bold enough to come forward and tell their story, that would really be nice. And just give us a minute, no more than that, just to have mercy on everybody, okay? So, and the reason why we do this is that it puts the whole audience in a positive frame of thinking, right? And that's what we want. We want to go more into the spiritual direction. So is there anybody you'd like to volunteer and tell their story? You want to talk about how you came to Krishna consciousness? So be it, no problem. Anybody? This is usually, I don't have problems with people putting up their hands. People are ready and willing to tell their story, you know? And there's a lot of heartache and heartbreak that goes on in people's lives. And they like to, they feel good just to tell what the trauma they've been going through. So, Prabhu, would you like to tell us?
Not so much as a one particular trauma, but just waking up sometimes feeling fearful or depressed, but then taking shelter of my japa and chanting Hare Krishna with everything I've got, and by the time I'm done, it's all gone. It's cleared up.
Okay.
Pretty powerful for me.
Okay, fantastic. So your turn is to, you know, take shelter of the japa, and then that helps you through your difficulties and challenges. Okay, great. Should we give a clap for people who volunteer? Short and sweet. We got somebody in the back row. Hare Krishna.
Okay, so I was like a teenager, about 19 years old, living at home and commuting to college, and I was very depressed. And I remember one time I even went into my bathtub and I was like contemplating, well, maybe if I could just sink down and just let the water come over me, and, you know, like I was thinking about suicide. Then I went away to college and I went into the music room at college. And there was a girl there, a college student, who was in charge of the music room. And, you know, that was a respite for me. It was my haven. So I went there every day, and I talked to the girl. We became girlfriends, and we lived happily ever after. No, it turned my life around. So it went from total depression, suicidal thinking, blah, 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 into what I thought was happiness.
Okay, very well. Good. So that's the kind of stuff we want. Yeah, very good. Anybody's like to volunteer? Yes.
My mother died when I was a kid. Then my brother died like a little later on. You know, so it's on the mind a little bit, taking the Krishna consciousness with Krishna consciousness. Then later on, my father died too. He died in 02. Then I got separated later on in 02, the family. And you know, I was feeling a little down, a little depressed. Then I remarried in 06. And it didn't work out either. And then, like, that was telling, you know, it was really getting deep. Then I start to really contemplate. I mean, even though I'm in Krishna consciousness, I'm feeling all these setbacks. But really, we have to transcend all of these things, really. Not too many people go through these heavy setbacks. You know, and I realize I have to really focus on my Krishna consciousness and get positive. Just overcome, you know, whatever, you know, feeling and contemplation was there. See, and you know, recently I've been starting to feel a little better and overcome it. And I guess.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Okay, we heard some his stories. Can we hear some her stories? Just to even it out a little bit. Just in the back here.
So I also had quite a setback losing someone, you know, died who was very close to me. And it was so painful that it was as a devotee. I thought, well, I'm never going to be happy anymore, but I'll just, you know, I'll carry on. But happiness is, it's not an option, you know, that won't happen. So I went to, with my friend, you know, devotee friends, we went to the ocean, I was in the ocean, and, you know, we were swimming and frolicking and playing, and all of a sudden, I was happy, and I was, like, completely shocked. I was like, wait a minute, this wasn't going to happen anymore. How is this happening? And then I remembered the philosophy that actually, that our happiness and our distress are predestined, you know, and I thought of Draupadi and Kunti, and how, you know, sometimes happiness comes to us through a child or a husband or friends, or sometimes when that's all taken away, like in Draupadi's case, then Krishna directly bestows it. So it was quite a aha moment, you know, Krishna conscious moment when that happened.
Nice, thank you. Maybe a couple more stories would be just fine and dandy. Okay. Yep.
Hi, Maharaj.
Sorry.
My mother passed away not long ago. And That was the first time that, well, my father passed away, but he was sick for many years, and she was sudden, something happened, an accident, and she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't suffer much, but that, you know, I always hear the philosophy how everything is temporary, you know, you hear that, but it really sink in how everything is temporary. It gave me a whole different perspective on the temporality of this world. And it just changes it, the tones, it kind of focuses the lens of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the moment of Krishna consciousness that you realize the philosophy. Once you realize it, there's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very nice when moments like this sharpen your mm-hmm. your lens to see Krishna in everything and to realize the philosophy.
Okay, good. Thank you. Hello. And Lakshmamani, did you have your hand? One last one.
I had an experience in, I was traveling in D.C. and we got a phone call from someone we didn't know. And they asked us to come to the hospital because their son, they were from Iran, and their son had, he was like 30 years old, 29 years old, and he had fallen while he was on a skateboard. And he got up, and he seemed to be fine, but the next day he wasn't fine, and he was rushed to the hospital, and now he was terminally ill and comatose. And but for some reason, this family thought, had heard from him that he was a devotee of Krishna, and that he talked about Krishna all the time. He even called his car the Krishna Mobile. So when this person wound up in this situation, they called the temple, even though they didn't know anything about Krishna, and they didn't really know how much he knew about Krishna. But I went there with Ananda Vrindavan, and they asked us, the woman, the mother was hysterical. You can imagine her son, perfectly healthy, even laying there, he looked like he was asleep. He was completely strong and healthy, and then now, a few hours later, he was going to die in just a few hours. They were going to pull the plug. He was on life support. And we were going to pull the plug. So we chanted for him, and we talked to the parent and the sister, and she, the parent, became completely transformed. She said, yes, I can understand now why he said he was a Krishna devotee. She said, I want to go. He was talking about this palace of Prabhupada, this palace of his guru, and I want to go there. And she asked the directions. And then she started to chant with us, and we spent a little while there. And just seeing the whole transformation of those people, and how, especially the mother, because she was hysterical crying, and when we left, she was strong. She said, now I know what I have to do. I shouldn't keep him in this body. It's useless. And I should just let him go, let him go back to Krishna. And then when I walked out, I realized that Krishna can come to you in any circumstance. Even you in the middle of nowhere and you don't know anybody. But if Krishna wants to be in your consciousness, he'll come. And it made me feel very safe, because I often wonder, you know, how it is, what's going to happen. But I could see that if Krishna wants to be there, he'll be there. And it was a very miraculous experience.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, thank you, Haribol. So just in recalling, you know, the positive things that happen in your life, it makes you feel good, makes you feel lighter, and much more spiritual, much more devotional. And that's why we're going through this, you know, this little time. And like sometimes our Christian friends will get together in groups and talk about the day when they were saved by Jesus, right? We get together and tell the whole story about their life, alcoholism, whatever, and then suddenly Jesus came into my life. Hallelujah! Okay, like, whatever it is. So those great moments, when they occur, and when you even recall, you just remember those situations. They put you in more of a devotional spot. And that's why we go through this little exercise. Okay? Good. So thank you very much. We just went through Smaranam. Smaranam. Say once again, Smaranam. Good, good. Okay. And again, I am breezing through this fairly quickly for brevity's sake, because limited time, and I see we have children here, and we'd love to. Everyone's coming to Mangalarji tomorrow any morning, any right? So Hare Krishna. So now Smaranam, Padasevanam. We're going to jump over this one a little bit. There's a good reason for it. We want you to go to Smaranam. I'm sorry, to Vandanam. Vandanam means powerful praying, power praying. Okay, there are different kinds of ways to pray. And I guess you can put them into three categories according to yogic parlance. Everything has three ways. There's three ways to do everything. One is sattvic, one is rajasic, and one is tamasic. So a sattvic way to pray would be, and prayer is powerful. I mean, studies have been done. People have been prayed to for when they're in the hospital or something. People are collectively praying for someone who's terminally ill or something. Sometimes miracles have happened just because of collective prayer, as opposed to those people who are kind of just left on the bed alone in the hospital and no one's there to care for them. There isn't that kind of like push and support behind them. So there's a lot of power in prayer, for sure. So the most powerful prayers would be in the category of Namoda goodness, Sattvagun, whereby, let's say, gratitude is expressed. Thanks very much. Rajagun, prayer in that mode could be something like maybe sort of dealing with God in a sort of a business light, or listen, I'm a really good kid, you know, so, you know, and you're my big daddy up there, so you can provide me all these wonderful things, you know. That kind of Rajagun, you know, that which, let's say, enhances the, you know, the greed in us and so on. And then there might even be some kind of, some people pray wishing ill for an enemy or something like that. Here I've got a doll, I got some pins, and I pray that, you know, my little program will work here. So we're going to ask if you could do this. We all, some of you had a chance now to speak a little bit about your thoughts of positive things. Now everyone gets a chance to be a little bit of a scribe, to write down a prayer which is in your mind, which will express, hopefully, you know, something in the sattvagun category, something that a message that will express, allow me to be empowered to do this and that and so on like that. Or as the Maha Mantra oftentimes expresses itself, say, please allow me to do some service for you, or expressing gratitude, those kind of things. So as an exercise in the nine processes of devotional service, this really is kind of therapeutic, you know, to have a little communication with God. And we know that in Krishna consciousness, we have bhajans, we have many prayers. Akura was a master in this area of writing down prayers or expressing them to his devotees. And so we were, even if you're not a Shakespeare, if you could just write down something and be as creative as you want to be, you don't have much room after all. We won't take too much time on this. But just write down a prayer, compose a prayer, something we don't oftentimes do, but do something and let it come from the heart. And after that, we'll ask some volunteers to come with the microphone and present to us your prayer. Okay? So we're going to, you know, give it out to others. So that's the task at hand here. We'll give you maybe 3 minutes. Would that be all right? 3 minutes. And say what's in your mind. Let it come from the heart, and then we'll share it. All right. Hare Krishna. Okay, how are we doing there? Need a little more time, a few more seconds. So with this little exercise, with your expressing what's from your heart, we'll ask maybe about 8 people to offer their little prayer to share with all of us. And if it gets really going good, then maybe we'll slip in a few more. And we'll get 4 men and 4 ladies, something like that. Okay, I guess we can begin. Do we have the microphone around? Okay. And those of you who are sharing your prayer, do it, speak loud and clear. Okay, great.
My dear Lord Madhava, please grant me the spiritual strength and courage to spread your holy names to many people throughout the world.
Okay, great. Should we? Thank you.
O Lord Krishna, please help me to focus on hearing the holy name. Please give me the courage to preach. And please let the audience benefit.
Audience.
And please let the audience benefit.
Benefit. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Back here again.
Dear Krishna and Balaram, please melt my iceberg heart and help me to love and serve you and other jivas more.
Thank you. All right.
Krishna, let my devotional services be appreciated by you, O Krishna. Let my life continue so I may do what I can to move towards your life.
Thank you. They're all short, sweet prayers, so it's fine.
Let there be good fortune for all. Please help me to forget my own condition in life so that I may see the needs of others and work for their benefit only.
Thank you. How about on the ladies' side? We can come back here.
Please, Krishna, please, Radha,